This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where it all comes down to Florida. That's where the president is campaigning today. That's where he was last night for his town hall. Let's go to the exuberant President Trump, who is on the campaign trail, speaking to a huge rally in Ocala, Florida. Let's listen in on the president.
And it's us, because they view us as suckers. So I said to Big Pharma, you're going to either do these things and get rid of the middlemen and all of the things that we do. You know, I'll bet you Hunter Biden is a middleman. You know that? I'm just... with drugs, the middleman. It's called the middleman. They never say the middleman or woman. They're not politically correct. They don't care. They make so much money. These are the richest people. I don't even know who the hell they are. I'll bet you that Hunter Biden has a piece of that action. The middleman. We're getting rid of the middleman. We're giving the governors the right, and your governor wanted it, the first one, to go to Canada, where the same exact drug costs 50%. They're going to buy in Florida until the favored nations kicks in, which will be even better. They're going to buy drugs, from prescription drugs from Canada, at 50% off, and you're going to get the benefit. Think of that. Because we have a long-time system that's corrupt, like so many other things, and hard to break, so we're breaking it by letting them go and buy. And we have various states, but Florida's going to be one of them. You're going to go, you're going to buy them for much less. But ultimately, that'll stop, because the greatest is favored nation. So you will have, and you will be paying, the lowest price. We're going to match the lowest price anywhere in the world. You're the biggest buyer, and that's what's going to be. Plus, we capped insulin costs for Medicare plans at less than $35 a month. It was much, much higher, many times higher. My people did a great job in that. You know, insulin was driving people out of business, and people were dying because they couldn't afford it. They couldn't do it. And every senior on Medicare will soon be receiving $200 to help with the cost of your medicines. And we got that approved, too. We got a lot approved. Nobody has done what I've done for seniors, that I can tell you. We have a lot of great plans, too. Biden had 47 years to do what I did, but he's owned by the special interests and he's owned by the drug companies. He's never going to do this stuff. He can't do it. I don't need their money. I don't want their money. I never asked for their money. Who the hell knows? Maybe they gave me something along the line. Sir, you received $400 from Pfizer 7 years ago. But you know what? I couldn't care less. I'm here to do a job. Then I'm going to leave, and I'm going to hope. Hopefully, you're going to say I was a great president. But that's going to be in 4 years. That'll be in 4 years. Thank you. Thank you very much. Under my leadership, we're delivering a safe vaccine and a rapid recovery. We're doing things with FDA. They're giving us approvals in weeks as opposed to years. It's been incredible. If you vote for me, prosperity will surge. Normal life. That's all we want. We want normal life. Right? Normal. We don't want anything. We want to be where we were 7 months ago. And next year will be one of the best and greatest years in the history of our country. That's what's happening economically, and that's going to lead to other things. This
President
election is a
Trump
choice
speaking at Ocala, Florida, and Florida, depression, an absolutely crucial state. President Trump has no plausible path to victory unless he carries Florida again. He carried Florida by about 1 percentage point last time, and according to A Real Clear Politics, it's amazingly close in Florida. Again, it's Biden's advantage by 1.4%. The most recent polls show a tie, 48-48. That's the one we talked about before. There's also a poll released today that shows Trump ahead by 2 points. That's all within the margin of error. Previous polls, Biden ahead by 2, Biden ahead by 3, Biden ahead by 2. What this means is that Florida, as it almost always is going to be a crucial battleground and a very, very close race. And obviously he's emphasizing things like drug prices because of the senior citizen vote that is going to be critical for President Trump to win if he is going to carry the state, which has everything to do with his success or failure in the general election. And what's unbelievable to me is, okay, we have the weekend, and yes, the Seahawks have a bye, so that's one less thing to worry about. We have a weekend, then next week is that final debate. Isn't that unbelievable? That final debate, and once we get to Tuesday, it's just 2 weeks until the election. And in his town hall last night, President Trump didn't have the wildly cheering crowds that warm him up and that get him... look, he doesn't follow a script. He does tend to say the same things a lot. But then again, that's effective. That's what people are told to do in advertising or getting any message across. President Trump last night, his final question, and most of the questions he was asked were not from the audience. I mean, I think somebody counted that at Trump's town hall, there were a total of 43 questions from Savannah Guthrie, including questions that interrupted President Trump in mid-flow. And the people in attendance only got to ask 10 questions, but one of them was from a purportedly undecided voter who wasn't sure about President Trump's first term, but she wanted to know what he was going to do to improve things in a second term, which I think is a question that is going to decide whether Trump actually has a shot in this campaign, because he hasn't addressed that. What is going to be different and better about the second term? I know, he'll make America even greater. But how? And he gave an answer to that. This is cut 6 from President Trump. Listen.
I think about people sitting out there tonight. There are some who love you. Some of them are sitting right around here. And some who will never vote for you. But there are people in the middle. There are people who aren't sure. There are people who want to know why they should give you a second chance and how you might improve in a second term. 30 seconds. What would you say to them?
Because they've done a great job. We had the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. The vaccines are coming out soon. And our economy is strong. We are at a level with jobs like we've never been before. We've rebuilt our military. We've rebuilt our borders. We had no borders. We had no nothing. We've rebuilt so much. We've given you the greatest tax cut in the history of our country, greatest regulation cut, equally as important. And we created new levels of jobs that nobody thought was possible. And next year is going to be better than ever before.
That's President Trump's concluding 30 seconds. And the difficulty, of course, with that is that he's emphasizing the things that he has done, but not what he plans to do that is going to be different at all. If you believe that President Trump has achieved more in his first term than any president in history, if you believe that what she said again last night, that he's done more for black people than any president with a possible exception of Lincoln, if you believe any of that, of course, it's enough to say 4 more years. But for others, there needs to be more. Senator Ben Sasse had some very sassy, oh, pardon the expression, things to say. We'll get to those coming up on the MedVed Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
America isn't the only country with all kinds of challenges. The news from France is terrible. The French police have shot a man dead after a decapitation attack in a Paris suburb. According to French media, a history teacher was decapitated on a street northwest of the French capital at about 5 p.m. local time. The country's anti-terror prosecutor has called the incident a stabbing, but Reuters and AP news agencies report the victim was decapitated. His head was removed, according to police sources. The victim, who taught at a nearby middle school, had reportedly shown images of the Prophet Muhammad in class during a discussion about freedom of expression. Witnesses heard the attacker shout, "Allahu Akbar," or "God is the greatest," Reuters reported. He was armed with a knife and an airsoft gun and was stopped about 600 yards from where the attack took place. A Twitter thread posted last Friday alleged that pupils had been shown cartoons of the Prophet. The thread contained a video of a man who said his Muslim daughter was one of the pupils in the class, and she had been shocked by the teacher's actions. Look, it's been, thank God, months since we have had a threatening Islamo-Nazi terror situation in this country. But this is a reminder that, look, with all of the differences we have, and this is a bitter, tough presidential campaign, and it is a campaign that's going to be going down to the wire. It's probably going to set records for the number of people who are voting, the 20 million people who voted already. And in terms of compared to 2016, everywhere, it's literally double and triple the number of votes at this point in the campaign. So there are going to be a lot of votes to count. But when you hear stories like this, it is worth counting our blessings. And I actually believe that one of our blessings as Republicans is the fact that the Republican Party is not all about one person. And Ben Sasse has been a guest on this show many times. And he is one of the senators, I've said this before, who I admire most. He is involved in a burning controversy right now because he did a town hall. He's running for re-election, and he's going to win re-election because the Democrat he was running against, first of all, he won a primary. He got 75% over a candidate who ran against Senator Sasse, saying he wasn't supportive enough about President Trump, and Sasse got 75% of the Republican vote. And his Democratic opponent was disgraced for, basically sent out a tweet that said that his somebody who worked in his staff should get raped. As somebody who worked for him, the guy's a nut, and the Democratic Party in Nebraska isn't even supporting him. And Senator Sasse, meeting with his constituents in a telephone conference call, they had invited 17,000 participants statewide. He was asked a question about President Trump, and that question was a provocative one. Somebody, a young lady, asked Senator Sasse to try to explain what's going on with his relationship with the president. And she was also asked, why does he criticize the president of the United States so much? And Ben Sasse started off with praise of one of the things that Trump has done emphatically right. Listen.
There are obviously a number of issue areas where President Trump and I have policy alignment now, or maybe a better way to put it is where the president has now adopted traditionally Republican positions that he used to reject for the majority of his life when he was funding Democratic candidates. So, for example, one of the places where he's changed, as we were just mentioning to the last questioner, is I think he's nominated truly great judges, and I've worked with him on that. In fact, I went on the Judiciary Committee after he was elected explicitly to advocate for the kind of originalists and constitutionalists that he had put on his list and that he had agreed to nominate. I'm the first Nebraskan on the Judiciary Committee in, I think, 46 years. I'm 48 years old, and I'm the first Nebraskan on the committee since the mid-70s. So there are definitely places where we agree.
Okay, but then he talks about some areas of serious disagreement. Listen.
There are obviously a lot of places where he and I differ as well, and these aren't just mere policy issues. I'm not at all apologetic for having fought for my values against his in places where I think his are deficient, not just for a Republican, but for an American. So the way he kisses dictators' butts, I mean, the way he ignores that the Uyghurs are in literal concentration camps in Xinjiang right now. He hasn't lifted a finger on behalf of the Hong Kongers. I mean, he and I have a very different foreign policy. It isn't just that he fails to lead our allies. It's that the United States now regularly sells out our allies under his leadership. The way he treats women and spends like a drunken sailor, the ways I criticize President Obama for that kind of spending, I criticize President Trump for as well. He mocks evangelicals behind closed doors. His family has treated the presidency like a business opportunity. He's flirted with white supremacists. I mean, the places where we differed on COVID, he, at the beginning of the COVID crisis, he refused to treat it seriously for months. He treated it like a news cycle by news cycle PR crisis rather than a multi-year public health challenge, which is what it is. And I mean, in his partial defense here, I think that lots of the news media has pretended that COVID is literally the first public health crisis ever, and somehow it's Donald Trump's fault. That's not true. They just wanted to use it against him. But the reality is that he careened from curb to curb. First, he ignored COVID, and then he went into full economic shutdown mode. He was the one who said 10 to 14 days of shutdown would fix this, and that was always wrong. I mean, and so I don't think the way he's led through COVID has been reasonable or responsible.
And then he adds this. The debate is not going to be, Ben Sasse, why were you so mean to Donald Trump? It's going to be, what the heck were any of us thinking that selling a TV-obsessed, narcissistic individual to the American people was a good idea? We are staring down the barrel of a blue tsunami. And then a spokesman after this call and after it became publicized for Ben Sasse said, I don't know how many more times we can shout this. Even though the Beltway is obsessing exclusively about the presidential race, control of the Senate is 10 times more important. The fragile Senate seats that will determine whether Democrats nuke the Senate are the races Ben cares about, the races he's working on, and the only races he's talking about. What does it mean? We'll get to it on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
If there's a deal on a coronavirus stimulus bill, the administration is confident they can find support among Republicans to pass it, according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells Fox Business that it will be difficult to implement a package before the election.
Secretary Mnuchin is negotiating a deal. If Speaker Pelosi wanted a deal, I think we could round up enough Senate Republicans to get a deal. But 3 weeks ago, less than 3 weeks ago, I don't know.
Wall Street finished the week by snapping a three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 112 points. The S&P 500 remained essentially unchanged, while the NASDAQ fell slightly off 42 points. Investors liked stronger-than-expected retail sales numbers from last month. September sales were up nearly 2%, showing that at least some segments in the economy are growing. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show. One of the areas where Senator Sass, for all of his doubts about President Trump, praised his achievement, and it's well deserved, is in his appointment of judges. And it's not just the three justices for the Supreme Court who will be part of Trump's legacy in the best sense, but it's the literally close to 200 judges on lower courts, which have been similarly outstanding picks. He's been guided by the Federalist Society, which does a great job, and it's made a real difference for the country. But one of the aspects of the confirmation process that is amazing is that Senator Feinstein, we played yesterday, her congratulating Lindsey Graham, who now is winning his race. He's one of those crucial Senate races that Ben Sasse talked about that are necessary for the country, especially with the possibility that that Joe Biden could win. And when you look at part of what is going on here, just listen to the kind gesture from at the conclusion of the Amy Coney Barrett hearings, a kind gesture to Lindsey Graham from Senator Feinstein. And then she is literally getting attacked by radical Democrats for even saying something positive about the process. This is clip 12.
This has been one of the best set of hearings that I've participated in. And I want to thank you for your fairness and the opportunity of going back and forth. It leaves one with a lot of hopes, a lot of questions, and even some ideas, perhaps some good bipartisan legislation we can put together to make this great country even better. So thank you so much for your leadership.
Well, one, that means a lot to me, and I know we have very different views about the judge and whether we should be doing this or not. But having said all that, to my Democratic colleagues, you have challenged the judge, you've challenged us, and I accept those challenges as being sincere and not personal. I don't think anybody crossed the line with the judge in terms of trying to demean her as a person. To Senator Feinstein, you're a joy to work with. To our staffs, I know this has been very hard, a lot of pressure on both sides. To the people who set up the room, thank you. To the witnesses who chose to participate today, as private citizens, thank you. To the police officers who made this go well, thank you.
Okay, a little bit of comity and inability to get together and appreciate one another. It's refreshing, and it's one of those things, which is one of those things that is I think extraordinary. And yes, part of it reflects the fact that Amy Coney Barrett was an outstanding nominee, that you really couldn't say anything credible against her. But you know what? So was Brett Kavanaugh. And one of the things that I think has seared itself deep into the memory of every moderate or conservative is the way that Justice Kavanaugh was mistreated. I mean, horrifically. And by the way, I think the same was true for Clarence Thomas. And I would recommend to you, I mean, we talked about it yesterday, they just released for broader distribution that fine film about Clarence Thomas, and it's ultimately very inspiring because his entire story, coming from a truly dysfunctional, difficult background, being raised by his grandfather, who couldn't really read, and then going on to tremendous success at Yale Law School and then through the judiciary, Holy Cross University before that. And one of the things that he speaks about is the way that Catholicism and his Catholic school helped to prepare him for the success and also for some of the challenges he faced later in life. I do hope that part of what everybody felt good about the Amy Barrett hearings was not just the quality of the nominee, but it was the fact that we weren't wallowing in these stupid accusations. I mean, and can we please remember that the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh were for something he allegedly did in high school with no basis at all? And look, there are all kinds of lessons that are out there right now. There's also a lesson that I think was provided by Governor Chris Christie. Now, Chris Christie, controversial guy, he's managed to offend pretty much just about everybody at different points in his career. But you've got to feel grateful that he has overcome the coronavirus. He's out of the hospital. But he was on ABC with George Stephanopoulos, and he actually did something that politicians should do more often: admit that he made a mistake. This is clip 16.
We were at that super spreader event, the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. So many there were not wearing masks as well. And you say now that was wrong.
It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. You know, I'd been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey. But I let my guard down, and it was wrong. It was just a big mistake. And what I want people to learn more than anything else is I was doing it right for 7 months and avoided the virus. I let my guard down for a couple of days inside the White House grounds, and it cost me in a significant way. But fortunately, because of the great medical care I got, and I think that all the prayers that I received from a lot of people all over the country, I was able to recover. But it doesn't make it any less a mistake. I was wrong.
Refreshing, I think so. And look, the idea of wearing masks, at least, a mask won't completely keep you safe. And it is true, as the president said last night, that occasionally, not 85% of the time, that people have masks that fail. They don't always work, but they do work to reduce your chances. And when you're dealing with a situation that we're dealing in, it's now 218,000 dead in this country. By the end of the year, it almost surely will be 300,000. Could it have been much worse? Yeah. Are we the worst in the world? No, by no means. There are other countries that have it much worse and are having a bigger upsurge than we are. But we have it bad enough. And while we are waiting on a vaccine and enhanced therapeutics, it would be refreshing for whoever wins this presidential election, and it, of course, could be either party, to try to help organize a less politicized response. Because the COVID-19 is the kind of threat that in the past has drawn Americans together, because it so much clearly is bigger than any of our differences on immediate politics. When we come back, speaking of immediate politics, there's a very political film out there. It has an interesting cast. The cast includes Eddie Redmayne and Sacha Baron Cohen and Frank Langella and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and lots of well-known people on a famous incident of radical demonstrators versus cops and the trial that followed. We'll review the trial of the Chicago 7 and more coming up on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This October weekend, a great time maybe to take a break from controversy and politics and bitterness, or to plunge into it from another direction, because there's a very political movie that is the lead release of the weekend from Hollywood. Sorkin, who is best known for West Wing, he wrote A Few Good Men. He recently brought a stage version of To Kill a Mockingbird to Broadway. He's a very gifted writer, and he is a skilled director. And he's directed something of an epic about one of the most notorious episodes of the 1960s. In August of 1968, the Democrats held their national convention in Chicago, and this is after the assassination of Robert Kennedy. It's after the assassination of Dr. King, which occurred a few months before Kennedy. And Richard Nixon is looming. He's the Republican nominee. And the Democrats at the National Convention are upstaged by an estimated 10,000 demonstrators who show up in Chicago from around the country to demonstrate against the war and against President Johnson, and basically from the left. And those demonstrators are led by Abby Hoffman of the Youth International Party, who's played in this movie by Sacha Baron Cohen, trying his best to imitate a Boston accent. And Eddie Redmayne, who plays Tom Hayden, even though he looks and sounds nothing like the real Tom Hayden. And they are joined by a group of other distinguished cast members. Their lawyer, William Kunstler, is played by Mark Rylance, the judge in the trial that they experienced. They are being tried by the Nixon administration for conspiracy, basically, to cause the riots that followed with them battling police. The movie is called The Trial of the Chicago Seven. It begins as The Chicago Eight with Bobby Seale, the Black Panther leader, as part of the trial. And some of the dialogue in the film, Well, sounds like this.
I want to underscore again that we're coming to Chicago peacefully, but whether we're given permits or not, we're coming.
We're going to Chicago to protest the Vietnam War. And there's no place to be right now but in it.
We watched for a decade while these rebels without a job tell us how to prosecute a war.
People say, you know, Abby, are you concerned about an overreaction from the cops?
Are the people ready to make opening arguments?
These defendants had a plan, and the plan was to incite a riot.
I call this portion of the trial with friends like these.
The trial is dramatized, and some of the material about the trial is accurate. It actually happened that way. And the focus, as it was in the media at the time, is on a very crotchety, very hostile judge, Judge Julius Hoffman, who was no relation to Abby Hoffman, very well played in the movie by Frank Langella. My problem with the movie is historical rather than its entertainment value. The film's very entertaining. And for anybody who cares about this history at all, it's highly watchable. It runs on for 2 hours. It doesn't seem that long. It's more than 2 hours. It moves along quickly, and it has all kinds of zippy dialogue. But mostly, the movie is a one-sided whitewash. They portray the radicals who were on trial as much more mainstream than they really were, particularly Tom Hayden. Now, Tom Hayden, later in his life, became an elected Democratic office holder in the State Assembly and State Senate in California. That was when he married Jane Fonda. But at the time of the trial, he was a founder of the Marxist SDS, and they were openly Marxist. And the point about all of these radicals who were on trial is they were very different from the mainstream anti-war demonstrators. The YIPI, the Youth International Party faction, was extremely radical, almost anarchistic. And again, all of this is finessed. For instance, give you an example. The trial actually concluded with statements about having to bring down America and destroy this and destroy that, the kind of closing statements that wouldn't work. William Kunstler, their lawyer, played here by Mark Rylance, was actually very much on the left. But in the movie, they have these radicals reading off the names of dead soldiers in Vietnam. Now, I know this because I was there. I was in Chicago like a week before the demonstrations and then got out of Dodge because it was obvious that nothing good was going to happen at the Democratic Convention. I was part of a group called Coalition for an Open Convention at the time. But this idea that these radicals were motivated primarily for sympathy for the people serving in Vietnam. Look at the way they treated Vietnam vets after the war ended. As a piece of entertainment, I would give the film 3 stars. It is rated R for all kinds of language and some scenes of violence showing what happened in the street battles in Chicago. But as a piece of history, it gets at best 1.5 stars because there's no nuance, and at no point do you understand what motivated the cops who were trying to do their job to maintain order and to allow the Democrats to have a convention. The film, again, rated R, 3 stars for its entertainment value, and I hope it leads you to investigate more of the actual history. There's another film out there called Faith-Based, which is a funny premise. There are two millennial losers. They're roommates. They live with a dog named Mr. Perfect. And they decide the only way they can get their lives started is by cashing in on the great success, and there has been great success recently, for Christian-themed movies. The movie, appropriately, is called Faith-Based. Listen.
You need an A, B, or C list celebrity who's also a Christian. At the very least, a Republican. I mean, Kirk Cameron, Kevin Sorbo, the fat Superman.
Dean Cain, he's a real deal actor.
Two, you need some keywords in the title. I'm talking purpose, faith, prayer, heaven, Huckabee.
Why do all these Christian movies have to be bad?
They don't have to be bad. They just don't have to be good.
Okay. Yes, the film is occasionally funny. There's a music video within the film that is actually very funny. But the acting is only occasionally at a professional level. The directing is sloppy. And the film doesn't really do as good a job creating an actual film within a film, which is what it really is about, as it does creating that one music video. There are a couple of well-known celebrities who make bit part appearances, including Jason Alexander and Margaret Cho. The film is not officially rated, but it does have some harsh language, though, and some sexual references. 2.5 stars for the occasionally funny and certainly very topical faith-based. It ends up in the ending, and not to give away too much, with the two guys developing a much more positive relationship to Christianity because of their experience working with Christians and try to make this film. It is not a religion-bashing movie, in other words. Two other films that are out, I'll just tell you about very briefly. One that you definitely should avoid is called Nocturne, and it's a film about two sisters who both want to become famous classical music pianists, but there's bitter jealousy from one twin, and yes, they are twins, they call each other woomies. One sister develops jealousy to the other, and she may or may not be helped by demonic elements that she picks up from a previous student at their music school. It's billed as a horror film, but there's nothing really supernatural about it. It is really about psychosis, and it's very unpleasant. I mean, really disturbing to watch without being effectively scary. The performances are better than the material deserves. 2 stars for Nocturne, rated a very hard R. And then there is a film about the father of Lin-Manuel Miranda, which features Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it's an affectionate tribute. It's called Sempre Luis. You can find information at our website. 2.5 stars for Sempre Luis. On Monday, why are more Americans renouncing their citizenship all the time? It is not about the pandemic, and no, it's not just about our bitter politics. We'll give you the answer Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.